There have also been demonstrations in the Kingdom of Jordan, and the king, Abdullah, has responded by appointing a new government and calling for democratic reforms. For the first time in a decade, the king recently met with a leading force in Jordan's opposition movement, the Islamists. The World's Matthew Bell reports from the Jordanian capital.
The Hassan al-Banna Mosque in Amman is named after the man who founded the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Al-Banna was a leading Islamic activist who was assassinated in Cairo in 1949. On his way out of the mosque after prayers, Nayef El-Amoun reflects on the uprising in Egypt that drove out Hosni Mubarak.
What happened in Egypt represents a dream come true for the Islamists. It represents a great revelation and a great achievement.
And there's a lot more to achieve, according to the Islamist leaders in Jordan. Just up the road is the headquarters of the Islamic Action Front. The IAF is the political wing of the Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan. Unlike in Egypt, the Brotherhood is not banned here, but its political wing has been sidelined for a decade. That's starting to change now. King Abdullah recently met with IAF leaders like Hamza Mansour. He says the meeting was important, but it was just a start. The government is moving slowly, Mansour says. People in Jordan are waiting for political and economic change. The IAF wants Jordan's king to crack down on corruption, to pass a new election law, and to allow more freedom of expression. The government has already responded on that last point by loosening restrictions on public gatherings. Raith Al-Qudda is an IAF youth leader. He says his party doesn't want to topple the monarchy.
We are not against the regime in Jordan. We are not against the king in Jordan. We stand by you. But we should feel that the government is going to make the actual reform. And we don't have any problem with the regime.
And the U.S. shouldn't have any problem with the IAF either, says the IAF's Hamza Mansour, because it wants what America wants for Jordan: democracy, freedom, and human rights. Mansour welcomes President Obama's message of support for the aspirations of demonstrators in the Arab world. This is good news for Obama, Mansour says, but we hope the president will commit to these words because the Arabs have been disappointed, he says, disappointed with the way the president has favored Israel over American values. Another leader of the IAF shakes his head when the subject of Israel comes up. Zeki Beni Irshad says it's something Western reporters are always asking about. The same goes for the issue of Sharia or Islamic law. Irshad says the IAF wants to build a civilian state in Jordan. It wants freedom for the people first, second, and third, he says. It won't force Sharia law on anyone. This kind of talk shows a change among Islamist political parties, says Adnan Abu Odeh, a former political advisor to the king. He says the West should change its attitude accordingly.
Islamists in Egypt, Islamists in Tunisia, have played with the same rules like the young people. They want democracy, they want participation, they want broader representativeness in the parliament. These are, all of them, our Western values. Nobody should be scared.
But others are more skeptical about the aims of the IAF and its parent, the Muslim Brotherhood. Karim Kawar is a former Jordanian ambassador to the United States.
Back in 1989, when we had our elections, and the Muslim Brotherhood did win substantial seats in the parliament, they were invited to join the government. And we have seen the damage their policies had that till this day we are still trying to recover.
The Brotherhood has its ideas, Kawar says, but they don't reflect the will of the majority of Jordanians. That's something the Islamic Action Front might be sensitive to. Right now, it's trying to forge an alliance of opposition groups to broaden their appeal and step up their campaign for reforms. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Amman.